Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to reciprocate with Russia on pausing strikes on energy infrastructure after holding an hour-long phone call with U.S. President Donald Trump. In a statement, Mr. Zelensky says the phone call was positive and very substantive. Mr. Zelensky thanked Mr. Trump for the U.S.'s support, and they agreed that technical teams would meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss further steps. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says there are discussions about a lasting ceasefire.
We are now focused on a long-term peace agreement. So we've moved beyond just the economic minerals deal framework, and we're looking at a lasting ceasefire. Right now, we're at a partial ceasefire. But again, the president is sending his highly skilled, intelligent, and experienced team to Saudi Arabia later this week to continue fighting for peace in this conflict.
The White House says Mr. Trump briefed Mr. Zelensky on his phone call with the Russian president a day earlier when the idea of a pause on attacks on energy infrastructure was raised instead of a full 30-day ceasefire supported by the U.S. and Ukraine. That pause did seem in doubt, with Russia and Ukraine accusing each other of attacking one another's energy infrastructure.